Let's ask ourselves who works. The Father within me, he doeth the works. I will work, and who will stop me? I, the self, will work and does the work. The Father, the self, the I, does the work. He that is within me doeth the works. Sentience, spirit, isness, I-ness doeth the works. I of myself can do nothing, not even feel overwhelmed. Myself is never overworked or underworked. Myself is perfect. More can I be added to it and none taken from it. The night cometh when no man can work. And in that night is the dawning of who works. Energy is constant, ceaseless. It's not something that's expended. Even if it said so, that is not true. Energy cannot be increased nor decreased. This energy is the health of my countenance. It is this energy that is the health of my countenance. This energy is beingness. Energy is. It cannot be depleted. Who would deplete? Is. I give you living water. Drink this water that I give, the very I that is being I. I in the midst of me. I, me. Work goes on unimpeded, constant. This work appears as a movement and a rest. I run and am never weary. I never leave, never forsake. I am with you always, till the very end of you, the world. I will not leave you comfortless. I am the comforter. In my very presence is fullness of joy. Let not your heart ever be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For I, energy itself, needs no support. I will work, and who will stop me? Lack is no part of being. Lack could have nothing to do with the identity being me, now and always. Peace is even now spread across the very face of this land, and it cannot be seen by man whose breath is in his nostrils. It cannot be seen looking through the senses. The senses are a distorter of what is actually present. Greater is he that is within me than any worldly condition. Any claim of tiredness, being overwhelmed, overworked, this I is greater. It never ever fails you, never. Is cannot fail. Is all the ability there is. There is no more. It is knowing everything and not knowing anything. Thank you.